Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Yes, I said that with just one breath. Why? Because I have so much information to dump on the people. 1-866-582-9933. Stick to the topic. 1-866-582-9933. Yesterday, I had took... Actually, I've taken notice of an interview done by Fox, and I'm going to show this to you in just a couple minutes. But the reason I took notice of it is because when it was one of my friends, he's an attorney, and he was out there basically combating the lies to the mainstream media, telling people what the law states rather than what these corrupt doctors that are profiting from this pandemic have to say. I'm going to show that to you in just a couple of moments. So if you're in for some good news today, here it is, okay? You need to get off the defensive and get on the offensive, okay? Especially if you claim to be a Christian, first and foremost, because the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. I mean, read the word. The church is on the offensive, not on the defensive. Okay, and notice the armor is on the front of the body, not on the back. So Ephesians 6, starting in verse 12. Check that out when you get a moment. I was sitting there thinking just a moment ago, how do I start the show, Lord? I've got so many things I want to show the people again here today. And I couldn't help but notice the propagandist again coming through today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals, Matthew 5:13. And it just popped into my mind. I already got a tab. I already got something I want to share with the people. So why don't we just go ahead and play it right off the bat? Enough is enough, right?
We actually have a couple of clips that informed us. And the first one is Fauci, and that's hence the title of our show today. I respect people's freedom, but... And who was it that said, there's always a but?
Yeah, there's always, Leonard Reed said that.
That's right, there's always a but. So here's Fauci's but, if we can put that clip on. And...
But the other thing that you just mentioned now is they're going to give a lot of incentive and backing for a lot of institutions and organizations and places of employment to mandate. And that could be colleges, university, the military, organizations that employ a lot of people. Some of the big corporations are going to say, if you want to work for us in person, you've got to be there and get vaccinated. And I think that's a good thing. I know I respect people's freedom.
So
but
we
when
all
you're
see
talking
the
about a public
is,
health
right?
crisis
the
that
the
we've
jam.
Been going through now for well over a year and a half, the time has come. Enough is enough. We've just got to get people vaccinated.
He's feeling empowered.
Right. But yeah, I think enough is enough, and enough of him is enough for yeah. us to get rid of him is yeah. what we should be doing. And there are a few people more than us that think that he has served no useful purpose. And it's nonsense. That he has respect for personal freedom, person's freedom.
Yeah.
He has no more respect for freedom. He has respect for his dictatorial attitude that he has.
Okay, so folks, there you have it once again. You heard what they had to say. You heard what Fauci just said once again, friends, what it's really about. And hopefully everybody's going to figure this out, friends, so we don't have to keep reiterating the same point. We see what the pill and the jam is, and we see what their end aim is. We want to inoculate the entire population. Here, I'm here to tell you, no, not doing that. And no, I'm not disarming. And no, I'm on the offensive. Which brings me to the next point. This weekend in the state of Minnesota, the said governor, who's there by voter fraud, Tim Walz, he's a Marxist tyrant, is what he is, in truth. They're going to be a massive protest at the Capitol, and we just found out that he's actually putting up fence around the Capitol, not the first time, the second time, okay? Now, does that sound like something a representative has to do when he upholds the law? No, it sounds like it's something that he has to do when he attempts to tear down the law, and we see that the people in the state of Minnesota are not putting up with it. I told my friend this the other day, and he said, yes. He goes, what we should do is put some guards on the outside of the fence and call this a new prison in the state of Minnesota and keep them within, because that's exactly where they belong. You're exactly right. Now, people asked me just recently, Bradley, are you going to be going to this protest? Of course I am. Hey, a preacher lives by the fire that he preaches. Okay? You're going to be tested, tried in what you preach. And the fact of the matter is, I want to go there. I have a right to go there and protest. Read the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, friends. And I am going to protest, and I'm going to let them criminals know that we are watching everything that they're doing. And folks, again, my end aim here is justice upon the heads of the wicked, Isaiah 26, verse 9. But remember what Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America, said over 200 years ago. He said, if a law is unjust, which we would call policy, which undermines law, he said, if a law is unjust, a man is not only a right to disobey it, he's obliged to do so. Isn't that what our forefathers taught us? Of course. You know, I mean, I don't know how many times I've shared this with the people, but we got a brand new t-shirt here, and I'm not using this as a plug, but here's our national slogan right here, and what is it? It's a picture of Moses on the other side of the sea, where God's judgments are falling upon the head of Pharaoh, right? And it says, rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God, and if you look at the back of the t-shirt, this is exactly right, Exodus chapter 9, verse 1, it says, when the Lord sent Moses to face Pharaoh, saying, let my people go, it was not a request, it was a command. By the way, these are available on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the store. Folks, some people are afraid to go because they're afraid that the feds will set them up. Let me give you the answer to that. Okay? Bring your cameras. Film everything that's going on. Film every inch of this protest, because I suspect there's going to be thousands upon thousands, possibly tens upon tens of thousands of people protesting. And guess what they're protesting, friends? Medical freedom. Guess who they are? The doctors and the nurses and the people in the state of Minnesota that are wide awake concerning what's going on. This is happening all over America today. It's not just the school boards. It's the city boards. It's the people rising up against their said tyrants and letting them know that they work for us. We do not work for them. Okay? Romans 12:21. So be encouraged. That's the whole purpose of protest, is to put the fear of God in them. Going back to Thomas Jefferson, this comes to my aid. When the people fear the government, right? Or when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. Isn't that where things are at right now? Well, we need to put that into perspective and put that up against 2 Timothy 1:7 when you get a moment, because we were not given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Okay, and how do we put that into perspective? Well, when the government fears the people, you have liberty. That's how we set the record straight. We're going to come right back on the other side. I got more video, audio to share with you, more information, friends. And again, I want you to be encouraged today. And I got a little bit of good news for you, if that's really what you're looking for, because I get people asking all the time, what am I supposed to do? Defy. Say no. Is the law on your side? Yes. Therefore, the burden of proof is on who? You or them? Them. I'll show you coming straight from an attorney's mouth. Be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Okay, so let's keep the ball rolling here. By the way, we are out at the Minnesota State Fair. We're on the east end of the grandstand. This is the 14th year we've been there. We have the opportunity to reach out to over 3 million people every single year, and it's exactly what we have been doing. It's 12 hours a day. If you would like to participate, please let us know. 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Also wanted to let you know, friends, that if you want to check us out online, please do go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page here. And as you go to the right side of the page, friends, you'll find Tim Brown's morning show, my afternoon show. Subscribe to sonsoflibertymedia.com. When you go to that page, go to Sons of Liberty Radio Live. Go to that page as well and subscribe up on the top left side of the page. Or you can go over to beforeitsnews.com. We're on the top left side of that page. If you want to jump on social media platforms, if you want to call us at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Period. We follow the Christ here. John 14:6. If you want to be made free, go to John 8:32. What's the fruit of that? Go to 2 Corinthians 3:17 when you get a moment as well. I want to show you something, friends. Again, on social media platforms, and again, I'll narrate for those that are listening to us in over 153 cities nationwide and 53 countries abroad. And I want you to check this out because this just pulled up on one of my live streams, and it's book a vaccine appointment. That's what it says. Just to show you how all this works, okay? They're trying to manipulate reality, okay? And I want to show you the reality of this, and I want to show you again the voice of the people, which they mean to suppress. Because I see, for the most part, all across the state of Minnesota, where I've been for the last couple weeks, I'm telling you, friends, we've seen one sign go up talking about wearing a mask. People are completely ignoring it. There may be one or two in the whole store now that are paying attention.
but people are ignoring them. Why? Because people are made aware now as to what's going on. They're beginning to see the fruit of these said experimental vaccinations. It's not good. They know it. And I'll tell you what, friends, the more that they continuously push and add insult to injury, the more that they're actually causing concerning their cruelties, they're causing our ranks to swell. They are. Read Exodus verse 1. Chapter 1, verse 12. Forgive me. I got my mind on. Now, listen, I can think on four levels, but, you know, sometimes it just gets a little clogged up in there. Exodus chapter 1, verse 12. Check it out. And put that in parallel to their cruelties are swelling our ranks. Now, I want you to see this really quick, and I want to show you the response of the people, again, because they want you to believe that everybody's just going along with this. This is coming from the Tennessee Department of Health, and notice what it says right here, friends. COVID-19 vaccines are backed by years of research. I'm here to tell you, friends, that is not the truth in this particular case. It took them, what, 6 months to a year? And what I got right in front of me right now is from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, where it tells us how long does the FDA take to approve a drug? It usually takes about 10 years for a drug to be developed and approved for prescription. Is that what we're seeing? Absolutely not. They are rushing this to market, and what they're not showing you is, like I showed you yesterday on the show, namely on social media platforms, is the very pictures of a woman that was recently vaccinated, as they call it, with her Pfizer shot. And this is what they don't want you to see, once again, is the fruit of their said vaccinations that are so safe and reliable. Look at this. This is her stomach. This is her chest, and this is her face. Her skin is literally rotting off her body, okay? And again, they're trying to conceal all of this information, and that's what we're doing here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We're not going to let that fly, okay? Because we're not asking the devil to set the narrative here at the Sons of Liberty Media.com. We're going to tear them down, okay? And just as the Lord told Gideon to tear them down concerning his father's altars in Gideon 6, check it out. It's a great witness. It's a great testimony of the life and times of Gideon and what the Lord did on his behalf. And I'll tell you what, friends, it's not good enough that the Lord did it for them. I want to see what he's going to do on my behalf, on the behalf of my people and my country, the way he did it for them. Amen? Cool. Because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now let's go back to this. And again, I want you to see this. This is COVID-19 vaccines are backed by years of research. Okay. Now, do people know it's propaganda? Well, let's just go down. What does it say? It says propaganda. Okay. It says, that's what I wrote. And then Lori said, the lies you dig, dig your grave. Okay. Nope. Can you say propaganda? And who are the lab rats? What a bunch of blanking blanks. Okay. And then they got a little picture here going back and forth where a guy's laughing. And he said, what? Question mark. When you start lying, that's when you know you've lost. Well, they've been lying since the very inception of this whole plandemic, friends. Another one said, liars. What is the flibble flabble? What do we want, a vaccine? Do you not get that? Question mark. Years of research. Another person said, what the blank? Okay. Another guy said 2 plus 2 equals 5. In other words, this is all propaganda, right? And, folks, the list goes on. Another one said it's easier to fool people than to convince them that they've been lied to. A quote from Mark Twain with his picture up there. It's all denouncing the propaganda that Facebook posted. Matter of fact, they even showed one picture on this social media platform promoting vaccinations. This is what the next lockdown looks like with Fauci in jail. That's not too far out there, friends. It's up to us, okay? It's up to us to bring about justice upon the heads of every one of these individuals. And it cannot fall short of justice. I can tell you that right now. Because if not, again, you're going to add strength to tyranny, and we cannot afford that anymore. We must criminally charge every single one of them that have been a part of this pandemic. And I want to tell you what, friends, it's on right now. And I'm also here to tell you, they're scared to death that you're going to figure it out. And guess what's happening, friends? People are figuring it out. Some more of the comments, and I'm not picking and choosing, by the way, but another one is from Denise, independent fact checkers hard at work. It's Larry, Curly, and Moe. Okay. Another guy, James, said, how much better would life be if liars' pants really did catch on fire? So there is not one, and as I just said, I'm not picking and choosing, but on every single comment concerning what Facebook just posted on their social media platform, every single comment that I can see is denouncing the propagandist. Okay? And again, they want to continuously stay out in front of your face 24/7, trying to convince you with the use of fear and oppression, friends, force compliance unlawfully, illegally, through totalitarian methods to try to force you, to corral you into taking one of their experimental vaccinations. Nope. Just not going to happen. Also want to go over to, boy, do I jump over there really quick? Oh, well, here. In the meantime, guys, just wanted to let you know what the conservatives of the day are doing. Ted Cruz, Rex, Kamala Harris. See how they're entertained and appeased? Oh, my goodness, friends. The good news is, you know, Kamala Harris, she's being beat up on by Ted Cruz. But keep in mind, the likes of a Ted Cruz are also the ones that gave the big tech companies to go ahead and censor at will their political opposition. In other words, your said legislators and your attack dogs, as you've been led to believe in the conservative movement, keep in mind, they are the ones that gave Section 230 to big tech companies to what? To protect themselves against you. Have you figured this out yet, friends? This is all diversion. This is all diversion. Wanted to give you one. Well, you know what? Why don't I just go ahead and do what I have to do here, and just bring it to the next point. Look at this. Look at this. People are worried now about the Army National Guard recruits for internment and resettlement specialists. Military documents lay out procedure for what? Civilian internees. Wow. Isn't this crazy? They want to use our grandpas, and they want to use our dads, and they want to use our brothers, and they want to use our cousins, and our neighbors, our friends, right? They want to use those that are in the military. They want to use them against us, and they're looking for people that can be used in such a fashion. You should see their appeal, job duties, supervision of confinement and detention operations. Some of the skills you will learn, military laws and jurisdictions. Well, let me tell you what, military law in this country still falls under Article 6, Section 2. Okay, helpful skills, interest in law enforcement. Now, keep in mind, friends, what you're seeing today is tyranny. It's not law. It counters law. Okay, and it's for the military to stand up against the tyrants in government. That's their purpose. Okay. Department of Defense Directive Number 2310.01E, issued on August 19, 2014, subject to the requirements of the law of war and this directive, POWs and unprivileged belligerents may lawfully be detained until a competent authority determines that the conflict has ended or the active hostilities have ceased, and civilian internees may lawfully be detained until the reasons that the necessitated the civilian internments no longer exist. This is all illegal, but this has been in the work under administration after administration. Now we're seeing the manifestation of it. Luke 12:2. Going to take a quick break. Sons of LibertyRadio.com. Again, we'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Multiple reports say at least 13 people are dead after two explosions went off near the Kabul airport in Afghanistan. Of the 13 killed, at least 10 were U.S. service members. A hospital in Kabul also saying at least 60 people are injured. The Taliban says the deceased, including children, were killed at the capital city's airport. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby saying one of the explosions was outside the airport and another was at or near a local hotel that was reportedly being used to ferry Americans to the airport. Seven Capitol Hill police officers are suing President Trump and others over the January 6th Capitol attack. The lawsuit accuses the former president and others of being directly responsible for the attack. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. Former NFL star Herschel Walker announced his campaign for the U.S. Senate in Georgia. Walker joining Fox and Friends saying he would fight for people all over the state of Georgia, even after living in Texas for decades and only recently moving back to the Peach State.
I will fight in Washington for you. I will fight in Washington for every Georgian in the state of Georgia because I'm a Georgia boy, and I've been a Georgia boy my whole life, and I think people know that.
Walker looking to unseat Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock, which Republicans see as paramount in their effort to take back the majority in the Senate. A hearing to decide if convicted killer Scott Peterson will get a new trial doesn't seem to be happening anytime soon. Peterson was sentenced to death in the 2002 murder of his pregnant wife, Lacey, which has since been overturned. On Wednesday, a judge decided to conduct depositions of the juror at the center of the dispute before the hearing to ultimately decide if Peterson will get a new trial. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I got a comic book out there, by the way, that I had Danny Bulinati do. He is an artist with out of DC Comics and Marvel, and it took us about a year and a half, 2 years to get it done, and it's available on sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's for young people. Now, keep in mind, the communists use comic books to indoctrinate the young people. How about for the right reasons under God, in Christ? Amen? So check that out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, and do also consider supporting us, keeping us out there, friends. I know people look at a ministry, and they think, well, this guy's making all this time, you know, all this kinds of money, and he's living large. I'm just here to tell you, friends, we're on the road more than we're not on the road, and your support keeps us out there because in many cases, people that we go to, their budget doesn't even cover our payroll for the week, just for the record. Okay, so do consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty, son or daughter of Liberty right here on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Shows you who we are, what it is that we do. It shows you the fruit in our basket. Okay, we're not talking about what we're going to do. We're showing you what we have been doing and what we are doing. Again, John 15:8. Check that out when you get a moment as well. If you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, social media platforms on the right side of the page. Subscribe, or beforeitsnews.com on the left top side of the page, beforeitsnews.com as well. I got Rosie calling in from Arkansas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley. How you feeling?
I'm doing good. Thank you. Do I sound like I have a cold or something?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm just exhausted. I just was hoping you're not overwhelmed with exhaustion yet.
Oh, no. No, I'm
you know,
good.
No, I, I got to share, you know, Arkansas, our governor, they just made an announcement that they found out he had ties with China, and Joe Biden, he has put out a mandatory for vaccinations. They're trying to get it in legislation now. Dan Morgan tried to go up there and plead and beg for the people that we are not to be forced, and they overruled everything she had to say.
Yep.
It's not looking good for Arkansas right now, but I got to tell you, a few weeks ago, I had injured myself, and so I went in to get x-rays at my family doctor. And when they got me in the x-ray room, I said, well, don't I need a bib, you know, a lead bib? And, oh, no, we got 5G. We're uptown, man. We don't do that anymore. And I said, oh, okay. So they x-rayed my arm. They x-rayed six different ways to make sure they got all the angles right and everything. They never gave me any kind of, well, if you have any kind of reactions or symptoms after the x-ray, call us and let us know. They didn't say a word.
Yep.
Okay, so I came home and thought nothing of it, nothing more of it, came home. And then 14 days after I start having problems with severe headache, can't see properly, I'm coughing, my lungs hurt now. Within hours after the symptoms started, I thought I was some light, and I thought, oh, my God, I must have caught damn COVID from being at the doctor's office. And I'm thinking, well, I'm not going to go up there and test it, because sure, it's enough they'll test me with one of the contaminated whatevers and keep me away from my family. So that's how, you know.
Yep.
So I get online, and I start looking up, okay, symptoms for COVID. Well, the symptoms for the COVID, supposedly, and all this other respiratory crap, shows you have a fever, you have diarrhea, you're throwing up, and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I didn't have any of that. I didn't have any fever. All I had was just pain, excruciating pain, hard to breathe, very dry mouth, pain in my eyes, pain to light, can't look at anything. So I looked up just for the hell of it. I looked up 5G radiation poisoning, and what do you suppose I found? What do you suppose I found? I found every single symptom I was having for radiation poisoning concerning 5G. Not on that. I took it a step farther, and I started investigating 5G poisoning from doctors' stories across the planet. And COVID in Singapore decided to do the 5G thing, and they went to the freaking summit, and they got all the world leaders to band together to agree with 5G global everything.
Yep.
They knew that one of the top things that were going to start affecting people was radiation, small doses of radiation, especially those living near 5G towers, which one, I got three of them 4 miles from my house. Okay?
Yeah, I got to make this quick. Make your point, please.
Long story short, I went and got potassium iodide, and I went and got liquid iodine to smooth the thyroid imbalance, and within 8 hours, all my symptoms were gone.
Yep.
Potassium iodide kills radiation poisoning.
Yep.
That was my thing.
Okay.
If anybody out there feels like they're sick, go get potassium iodide.
I think it's very applicable because we have people in my immediate circle that are dealing with the same exact issues that you are, Rosie, in Arkansas, in the state of Minnesota, because they have a tower that's about a half a mile away from their home, and they're trying to figure out what's going on. I think that you just gave the answer to these people that they longed for. So I appreciate it. I thank you for your boldness. Be vocal and defy. Okay, that's what we're called to do. Amen.
I sure am. God bless y'all.
Thank you, Rosie. Bye-bye. Appreciate it. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I got about a segment and a half right now, and this is what I want everybody to see. And I want you to pay attention to the confidence that this attorney has in defying this tyranny that's taking place in the United States of America. Now, I just want to stop really quick and ask you the question before we get to this next point. Do you remember, and I'm recollecting Rosie's call from Arkansas, do you recollect me saying that we're about a half a step away from contact? Do you see how this is a provocation of war? And notice who is provoking the war. And it's something I've been saying for 17 years. Who is attacking the American people more than corrupt politicians and the mainstream media working hand in glove? Nobody has. Put that up against John 8:44, Psalm 101, verse 3. When you get a moment, okay? Here we are. This is why the Holy Ghost leads the way as we follow the Christ here. Just wanted to make that point really quick. I want to get over to this report. I also want to, I want you to pay attention to the neutrality of Fox News. And as a matter of fact, it doesn't, they're not remaining neutral. They're actually giving a plug because, again, it shows you who these useful idiots, you know them as journalists. Keep in mind, they're not journalists. They're reading from a teleprompter that they're told to read from. And that's why we continuously say here on the show, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Well, this is a prime point. This is a prime case of just that, friends. And it truly is. So I want you to pay attention to the plug that Fox News and the favor that they give to big pharma and big corporations on the behalf of this particular portion of this report, but I want you to listen to both sides of it. And again, I want you to understand that this is the best that many people believe that they have. It is not. They are a part of the problem. And here is this report by none other than Fox News. And I want you to watch the whole thing because it's very encouraging, regardless of what this useful idiot that they have that calls herself a doctor. I mean, she's, folks, can I just say it? She's a bonehead. And it shows you that she's working for the incentive that's promised her as long as she can get everybody convinced into actually submitting to and succumbing to these experimental injections. Okay, so let's go ahead and check this out really quick.
Following the Food and Drug Administration's full approval of the Pfizer vaccine today.
Not true.
President Biden
not true.
To push
bait and switch
of the vaccine mandates in the workplace.
If you're a business leader.
Look at this guy. What a disgrace.
A state or local leader.
He can't even say what he wants to say.
FDA approval to require vaccinations. I call on you now to do that. Require it.
Yeah.
Do what I did last month.
Yeah,
require your employees to get vaccinated or face strict requirements.
Oh, really?
So what happens now?
Really?
Millions of employees who've opted not to get vaccinated
for various carefully.
Reasons. Let's discuss with Fox News medical contributor Dr. Jeanette Neschwat and the
Bought
president
and
of First Liberty, attorney Kelly Shackelford. Welcome back to both of you.
Yay, Kelly.
Thanks for having me.
Doctor, let me ask you this question first up. I'm seeing a lot of people say this is not a true full approval. There are still reports that will have to come in over the next years and months before this is full FDA approval. Can you separate fact from fiction? What exactly does today mean?
Hey, Shannon, sure, absolutely. So today is a historic milestone, such an incredible achievement because we have full FDA approval for the Pfizer
She's
vaccine
lying.
For those age 16 and up.
She's lying.
Thousands and thousands of pages of data have been analyzed, and this is a continuous process. We continue to monitor and analyze data for years to come. It doesn't just stop right here.
She's lying. I need to stop. I mean, folks, she is lying. I want to go back to this, and I want you to listen to this carefully. This was just posted in face of her bold-faced lies. Has Pfizer ever been found guilty in a court of law for scientific fraud? Yes. Has Pfizer ever been found guilty of bribing doctors? The answer is yes. This is one of them that I'm showing you right now. Has Pfizer ever been found guilty by jury of racketeering fraud? The answer is yes. Okay? So put this into perspective concerning this little useful propagandist that's gaining, folks, by betraying Luke 22:48, the people that she's supposed to serve. Let's go on here.
Here. So it is fully approved. What it is not fully approved, though, is for the age between 12 and 15. And that's because we need more time. We need at least 6 months to pass. But right now, it's fully approved.
She's
we
telling you, she's forecasting.
It shows it's highly safe and effective. And we probably have more data with this vaccine than
highly safe and effective. Okay, we're going to spend the whole next segment on just this. Highly safe and effective. Huh. That's crazy. I'm trying to figure out where she's getting her information from because what I have in front of me tells me just the exact opposite. This is brand new information. Okay. Death and destruction continue to follow Pfizer COVID-19 vaccines, now partially approved by the FDA. Tim Brown did a really good article this morning on that, and it was bait and switch. Okay, I can bring you to countries all over the world. Okay, over 32,000 people dead in Brazil following these experimental jabs. And again, friends, the list goes on and on and on and on of warning. Well, just keep in mind, friends, put it up against these useful idiots. And what did she say? They're safe and effective. No. just the exact opposite. They're not safe. They're destructive. I'm going to bring this back. You're going to watch the rest of this. You are going to be encouraged. Share this show today with your friends that need to be encouraged. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
In this crazy world of social media, buzzfeeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog. Someone to stand up and shout if need be, on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You like that? I do. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I'm just showing you up on screen right now, in contrast to what this useful idiot is trying to sell the American people through Fox News, who is actually giving it the green light. I know that they're supposed to stay neutral, but listen to the bias that they are giving concerning, and the time that they're giving their guests that is propagandizing their audience. Japan just halted the use of 1.63 million Moderna vaccine doses over contamination. Okay, she say anything about that? Absolutely not. Let's get back to this and let's see what they have to say. All right.
Any other vaccine in history, and this is going to be something that's probably going to nudge those who are vaccine hesitant to go out and get their vaccine.
Yeah.
That's one thing my patients tell me,
you Shannon, first.
That I want to wait till it gets FDA approved, and we finally reach that day.
Well, and Kelly, we've heard from a lot of folks from the Biden administration say once that happens, it's going to take away the excuses. And now they're pressing companies, private and public, saying,
hey,
okay,
friends, there's no excuses. The government has no business forcing mandates concerning these experimental jabs. Folks, we have laws that protect us from the such. Okay, so we're not talking about we're standing here trying to make excuses as to why we're not going to get them. I'm just not going to get them. And that's why the American people have had it, and they're rising up against the tyranny here. Let's go on here.
Your opportunity now to go ahead and follow up with these vaccine mandates. I want to play something from Scott Gottlieb, the former Food and Drug Administration commissioner, and he says he thinks this is actually going to work the way the president hopes it will.
I have talked to a lot of businesses that have said that they don't feel comfortable mandating the vaccine until it gains full approval, that they feel they'll be on stronger legal ground to mandate the vaccine. Exactly. So I would expect a lot of
mandates
now to fall in
listen
line
to what they're saying. It's a wordplay.
Kelly, I know you've already been dealing with employees and people who
say... Okay, now before we get to the attorney, I want to say this. The FDA protects the big drug companies and is subsequently rewarded, and using the government's police powers, they attack those who threaten the big drug companies. People think that the FDA is protecting them. It isn't. What the FDA is doing and what the public thinks it's doing are two different stories as night versus the day. This is coming from Herbert Ley, former commissioner of the U.S. FDA. Again, let's keep this into the conversation here.
The choice their employer should be making.
Now listen carefully.
Critics will say, go find another job. What's your advice?
Well, I think what's sad is so many of the folks that this is happening to, they, you know, they feel like they don't know what their rights are. They don't know what the law is. They hear mandate. They think, well, I guess the government can tell me whatever, or my private employer can tell me whatever. And it's just not true. We actually have a lot of laws in place, both the Constitution, if it's the government, and even for private employers, we have federal laws, even if you're in the military, that protect you. So there's really not any, almost any situation where you don't have a right, for instance, to apply for an exemption, a religious exemption or a medical exemption. And we're having so many people call that don't know that, and they think their career is over because of their religious beliefs or their objections. And they're finding out that if they just fill out the form, their career's back. And so I would encourage people, they can go to firstliberty.org. We've got a kit that just lays out for
firstliberty.org.
Them what the law is, what their rights are, and they can make their own decisions at firstliberty.org, because I think the biggest problem is just the fear and the lack of information that people have about what their rights are to deal with these decisions.
The lack of information. I want you to think about that. The fear and the lack of information. Well, the information that's been given is misinformation by the mainstream media. And what is it that they're pushing? Fear. Fear of consequence. Friends, we don't fear the consequence of man. We fear the face of God. And therefore, if that's how we operate by the Holy Ghost, we stand against this, teaching then that we fear the face of God, not the face of men. This is absolutely ridiculous. Furthermore, I want to say this. Again, the burden of proof is on your employer. Okay, if this is the road they want to go down, the burden of proof is on them. The burden of proof is on the federal government, on the state governments. And this is proof that they cannot deliver up. Okay? So people, again, get on the offensive rather than on the defensive. The burden of proof falls to them, not to you. I wanted to tell you this too, friends. This will add insult to the injury coming from some of these propagandists. Praise God for guys like Jack. I mean, seriously. I'm sorry, Kelly, forgive me. Kelly Shackelford. Okay? Praise God for guys like Kelly Shackelford. Because he's telling you the truth of the matter. He's making reference to the law that shoots down everything that you're hearing from the federal government, from the state government. That you have to. No, you do not. But here it is. You probably heard this, but I want to say it again, if you haven't heard it. The list of employers not requiring their employees to get vaccinated. Are you ready for this, friends? The White House. The CDC. Matter of fact, the head of Pfizer, he never got a shot. He even said it publicly. We played it on audio, social media platforms, and video. He never got it. It doesn't apply to the CDC. It doesn't apply to the FDA. It doesn't apply to the WHO. It doesn't apply to Moderna, again, Pfizer, or Johnson & Johnson. Another thing I want to lay to your candor. If the medical industry and all these protests going on in the United States of America right now and worldwide concerning the doctors going out into the streets and the nurses going out into the streets saying we will not get the jab, crying out medical freedom. If that doesn't tell you as to what's really going on here, I cannot help you. All the military, the resistance going on through these forced compliance measures, as they want to call them, which are completely illegal. Why all the military resistance when it comes to these experimental jabs?
because they know what's in them. Okay? Just like the employees from the White House, the CDC, the FDA, the WHO, Moderna, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, and the list goes on. Just like the governors, folks, if you think that they took these experimental jabs, you are out of your mind. I'm still waiting to see some of the side effects if that was the case. In some cases overseas, we actually did. Some of them had died instantly. Some of them have had Bell's palsy. The list goes on. I need to finish this. I have 3 minutes left. Let's go ahead and play the rest of this out.
Of religious objections. In Washington State, our Jason Rance, who does a ton of reporting and flagged this for me tonight, this is a form from the Washington State Department of Transportation. A lot of the state agencies out there are mandating vaccines. If you try to apply for religious conviction exemption, look at this one line. It says, if you affirm or agree that you have never received a vaccine or medicine from a healthcare provider as an adult. I mean, Kelly, is that part of the deal? You have to say, I've never taken medicine from a healthcare provider as an adult, or else your religion.
Listen to what Kelly says.
Is not legit.
No, this is crazy. This is some people obviously don't understand what they're doing. Not only do you not need to say you've never taken medicine or never taken a vaccine, there are even people that will say, well, the Pope says it's okay to take the vaccine, so that must mean that you're Catholic. You can't say you don't have a religious objection. Oh, yes, you do. There's law going back many, many decades, both federal and statutory law, and even the EEOC that says, no, religious beliefs are that person's beliefs. Whether your pastor has the same beliefs as you or some denomination or not, it's about your own sincerely held religious beliefs and following those. And so there are protections. They're there in the law. They've been there a long time. And I would just encourage people, make sure and know what their rights are, and do what your conscience or what your faith tells you to do. Don't be bullied into doing something that violates your faith or your conscience or what you feel like you're supposed to do.
Now watch this.
I want to give you the final word here.
The doctor gets the final word that is promoting
and
pushing the propaganda.
It's in a very heated environment, and everybody wants to do what's best.
Yeah.
It's all about patience, compassion, and understanding.
Yeah, I'm sick of this compassion, friends.
I sit them down.
Look at the death rate of the people that have already fallen to the experimental jabs. This isn't about compassion. This is about force. This is about force. And the only way that they're selling it to the people is if the people have not done their own homework. And as Hosea 4:6 rightly tells us, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. I'll finish this off.
I tell them the ingredients of the vaccine. I tell them what to expect when they get vaccinated. And I tell them it'll save their lives. And that's the truth. Vaccines
the opposite
will save
is true.
Lives. And also, to Kelly's point, we also should have medical exemptions, Shannon. I don't think you should be vaccinated immediately if you've just had COVID.
Listen to her.
Because you've got some natural antibody
stupid
protection.
Stupid as a rock.
So it's reasonable to wait a small period of time before you go on and get vaccinated. But talk to your doctor is what I tell my community. Speak to your doctor if you have any questions or any concerns. We want what's best for you. We want you to be safe. We want you to be healthy. We want you to know that the vaccine is now fully FDA approved, safe.
She's lying.
Keep you out of the
not
hospital.
Fully approved.
It's one step closer to ending this pandemic.
Oh, isn't that crazy? And who created that pandemic, dingy? Isn't that crazy? But folks, again, let's just go ahead and overlook the statistics globally. And it's all over. It's not just the United States. Let's go to the United States. 2,604,121 symptoms from 571,831 cases. This is a Veyers report. Okay. Everything you just heard in selling this experimental jab is all propaganda. Folks, I've been blowing this trumpet for a long time. I'd like to pick up a different trumpet. I really would. Let's get smart here. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.